Hey, it's Pastor Freaky Jersey Tales back in the building. I want to talk about a controversial topic I see a lot of people arguing and debating about. Some people seem to get confused about incels and the black pill. People seem to tie those two together. I'm also somewhat confused about what the black pill is because everyone has a completely different definition of the black pill. Some people say accepting the fact you're ugly and women only care about looks is black pill. Some people say that being depressed and suicidal and realizing there's no point to life is black pill. Some even say people that are black pill shoot up schools because they couldn't get laid by a woman. There are some content creators that ask me what the black pill is, and I just tell them I don't know because everyone has a different definition of the black pill and I don't want to give them the wrong information. Back when I was researching the black pill, I found the incel TFLer community making videos referring to themselves as black pill. And I also found a few MGTOW content creators that talk about the black pill, but also talk about other things besides being ugly and female nature. They say the black pill is much deeper than the red pill, but it becomes confusing because it seems that a lot of people associate themselves with the black pill because it's supposed to be the final form of all the metaphorical pills. One thing I noticed is that most men have a superiority complex, and most men want to low-key feel more superior than you. So since the black pill is supposedly the last stage of the metaphorical pills, not all, but a lot of people want to associate themselves with that. For example, in the MGTOW community, you'll sometimes see someone say, "Oh, you're a level 2 MGTOW? Well, you're not a real MGTOW. Oh, you had sex with a woman last night? You're not a real MGTOW. I'm a monk, so that makes me a real MGTOW. Oh, you're a MGTOW monk? Well, guess what? I'm level 5 MGTOW. I live off-grid and I'm black-pilled. You still live in America, so you're still on the plantation. Since I live off-grid away from society, that makes me a real MGTOW."
But as far as the incel TFLer community, I can actually relate to them somewhat because when I was in middle school, I was the short, skinny, quiet kid with glasses that got bullied a lot, and I couldn't get a girlfriend even if I tried. Most of the girls rejected me and called me ugly. I remember I got bullied so bad, I actually had suicidal thoughts and I felt I was worthless. I remember I was trying to think of a painless way of taking my own life. You guys aren't going to believe this, but one day I came home from school and told myself, "I hate life. I'm going to end it all tonight." So I remember, while I was laying in bed, I took my pillow, put it over my face, applied pressure, and tried to hurry up and go to sleep, hoping I could suffocate myself in my sleep so I wouldn't feel any pain. But then once I got in high school, grew taller, started fist fighting, and got contact lenses, that's when girls started to notice me. Then when I got my first car, that's when girls were all of a sudden interested in me. Fast forward to today, I bought a house and now women are calling me sexy. Everyone wants to hook me up with their daughters. And now, I don't want any of these women. Let me tell y'all how one time I used to have chrome rims on my car. I didn't buy the rims to impress anyone. I bought them just because I thought they would make the car look nice. This chick that picked on me in middle school, that called me a geek, called me ugly,
and even tried to get me jumped by older guys. One day she was in the neighborhood and noticed my new rims. She said my car is sexy and she was calling me sexy chocolate, asking me if I'm single and saying that I used to be a geek back in the day. I told her, if I was a geek back then I'm still a geek now. I'm still the same exact person from middle school. You just never bothered to get to know me. And then I drove off. But I feel bad for the TFLers because they want to be with a woman so bad but don't realize they aren't missing out on anything. I wish the incel TFLer community could see all the things I've seen while dating women and how disgusting female nature can be. I was talking to this guy from the Philippines on my Jersey Tales Facebook page, and he actually reached out to me to ask me questions about the MGTOW philosophy. We talked for a long time, and he was telling me he's an incel and asking me how he could get a woman. And he was asking me, how can he find a woman that will love him for him and not his money? So I kept it real with him and told him about hypergamy and that women are biologically hardwired this way and it's nothing he could do to change female nature. He broke down and started crying. I said, I'm sorry. I wish it was never this way because there was once upon a time I wanted a loving woman in my life. Another thing that's interesting in the TFLer community is that a lot of these guys that call themselves ugly aren't even ugly. I'll go as far to say a lot of them look better than me. And if I was able to successfully bang women that were 5, 6, 7, 8s, and 9s, then I know for a fact they could easily get women. Back in the day, I banged plenty of women for free too without even taking a bitch out to eat. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. Only thing some of these chicks got was a milk semen shake at the end of the night. I was quick to tell a bitch to swallow her vitamins and say, ah. I don't know if some of them are socially awkward or have a body dysmorphic disorder or if they're going after straight dimes because a lot of these so-called TFLers aren't even ugly. Then when someone comments on their video and says, hey man, you're not ugly, they shut it down and say, yes I am. I'm ugly. I can't get a woman. I'm a virgin. I'm worthless. No, it's over. For some reason, they like to say that in the TFLer community. It's over. I'm a virgin at 35. It's over. Let me know what you guys think about this topic. Peace.